with scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports. Get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retro's
The Overtime.
Welcome to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro WRRC2, a 2023 and 2024 nominee for an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online Streaming College Station in the Nation. I'm Sam Cuthbert. Starting in the NHL, the New York Rangers beat the Washington Capitals 4-2 in Game 4 of the first round. In the remaining seconds of the first period, with the game tied 1-1, Vincent Trocheck slipped the puck past the goalie to put the Rangers up 2-1. The game was a tough physical matchup between the two teams from start to finish. In the second period, Hendrix Lapierre snuck the puck past the goalie to tie the game 2-2. In the final seconds of the third period, with the Rangers up 3-2, Jack Roslovic scored an empty net goal that gave the Rangers the win. The Rangers sweep the Capitals and advance to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Switching over to the NBA, the New York Knicks came out on top of the Philadelphia 76ers 97-92 in Game 4 of the first round. Late in the fourth quarter, with the Knicks up 93-89, Jalen Brunson made a phenomenal jump shot that put the game out of reach for the 76ers.
Brunson! Off to Hart, back to Brunson, wasting time, Brunson, floats it in! 45 for Jalen Brunson, and a 6-point Knicks lead!
Audio provided by the NBA YouTube channel. With the win, the Knicks now lead the series 3-1. Brunson finished with a double-double with a playoff franchise record, 47 points and 10 assists. Joel Embiid finished the game with a double-double with 27 points and 10 rebounds. Switching over to the MLB, the New York Yankees defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 15-5. Top of the fifth, with the Yankees up 1-0, Anthony Volpe smacked one out to right field for a 3-run home run and a 4-0 lead. At the top of the eighth, with the Yankees up 13-5, Anthony Rizzo hammered one out to center field for a 2-run home run and his 300th career home run.
High fly ball, deep right center. That ball is gone. See ya. Home run number 300 for Anthony Rizzo. A 2-run shot, and the Yankees lead 15-5.
Audio provided by MLB.com. With the win, the Yankees improved their record to 19-10. Marcus Stroman finished the game with 4 strikeouts and 4 innings, while Volpe finished with a run, 3 RBIs, and a homer. The Philadelphia Phillies got the win over the San Diego Padres with the final score 8-6. Top of the second, Bryson Stott hammered one out to right field for a 2-run home run and an early 2-0 lead. Stott didn't stop there. At the top of the fourth, with the Phillies trailing 3-2, Stott batted one out to right field for a second 2-run home run and to put the Phillies up 4-3. The Padres were able to keep the game close but came up short. With the win, Taijuan Walker had 4 strikeouts and 6 1/3, while Stott finished with 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, and 3 runs. This has been The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, winner of a 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Rider University, I'm Sam Cuthbert.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 107.7thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 107.7 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?